Parafin community, welcome back to the Parafin Huddle. I hope you're well today. It's a beautiful day in Auckland, but hopefully you're not getting caught up on the Harbour Bridge. So today we've got James Glenn on the show. He is from Halberg and he's a lead advisor there. Some of you may have seen him at the Halberg Games last year, and we do talk about the Halberg Games in this week's episode in the lead up to it in April 2021. So get amongst the conversation, really awesome one, via Zoom again, so we seem to be jumping to live and Zoom. But also on another note, the Parafin Auckland annual awards dinner is coming up and we've got tickets out, so make sure you guys sign up, get your families come along, get your friends coming along, make sure you nominate people for this amazing evening and get amongst that. Otherwise, onwards with the show and I'll see you next week. Enjoy.
Cool. Morena tātou, ko James Glenn Takawingawa, here at Halberg Foundation Takumahi. Good morning, my name's James. I'm the lead advisor at the Halberg Foundation, based up in Auckland. I service the Sport Waitakere and Sport Auckland areas. Halberg Foundation's been around for quite a while now and sits within the wider disability sector, servicing young people that have physical impairments. Our main goal is to essentially break down the barriers that prevent young people with physical disabilities getting involved with sports and recreation. And yeah, there's like a plethora of ways that we do that. And our role as an advisor up in Auckland is quite varied. Work alongside Parafed, Blind Sport, PENS, a number of different disability organisations, just to try and increase the opportunities, both inclusive, fully inclusive opportunities, but also those in the disability sports space as well. I've been in this role 3 years, coming up, and thoroughly enjoying putting my passion of education and disability together to hopefully have a positive impact on the young people that we work with.
Mm-hmm. What's some of the experiences that you've had in the past that have had the biggest impact on you? I mean, working anywhere longer than a year really shows that it's made a connection with you. And what's some of those connections that have been made?
Yeah, so in my previous life, I was a physical education teacher. Mm-hmm. So both in New Zealand and over in UK. And in the UK, there was a school that I worked with that had provision for young people with disabilities to be included in the school. It was a little private prep school, so quite wealthy, and there weren't many schools that were doing that over there. So the experiences I've got from that have kind of led me into the role that I am now. I think, it's just awesome to be able to give back to a group of young people the experiences that I have had through sports and being physically active through my life. There's not one pinpoint time that I can draw upon. It's all about growing that experience through talking to people, understanding the challenges they're facing, and bringing on your knowledge of different sectors, obviously the education sector, and the knowledge of physical education teaching and that application to my role now, which is awesome. And I think you never know everything, and that's what's quite cool about this role, and you're always trying to do it for the better of somebody else. Mm-hmm. And making their lives more positive, essentially.
Where do you think that kind of like connection between your phys ed teaching role connects with this role? Because I think it's quite cool that it's almost like grassroots style, like you've seen it from the and the base and then seen it grow. Where do you see that connection now?
I think my knowledge of how I used to teach and how I want to see the change in physical activity, physical education at school level to increase the inclusion of those with different abilities as well as disabilities. Mm-hmm. My whole pedagogical mindset and teaching would have completely changed if I went back to teaching right now, around being more inclusive, creating opportunities where they enjoy physical activity first and foremost, and growing those connections as a result of being active. When you connect these young people with sports and opportunities that we got, and you see that their families grow connections and their grow connections with their peers as well, like that is awesome. So yeah, a completely kind of mind shift from focusing on sports and winning and the physical outcomes to the more holistic outcomes that we often don't measure. And that's, I think, the most important, 100%. It's giving them those fun opportunities to just experience life and the things that we've experienced.
Is that something that you, those like holistic benefits, is that something that you would think would benefit our industry by measuring and like seeing the impact that that does truly have?
Yeah, so we've recently changed our logic models around trying to track the impact that physical activity has on the confidence and competence, mostly confidence, to be able to take into other aspects of their life. So I think that, rather than just numbers, is probably the most important. I think we come into this role, and I came in the first couple of months, we had some quite small events, and I was a bit concerned. I was like, oh, we've only got 4 or 5, or some other events, it was only 10 or 12. Mm-hmm. But the realization that it's not about numbers outcomes, it's about a quality experience and giving them the opportunity to grow those holistic outcomes, like you say. And I think the industry, if we focused on that rather than look at numbers, it would shift the mindset of sports and physical education and teaching to be more positive for everybody, not just kids with disabilities, but the application of whatever we do in our space can be applied right across the board, I think.
Yeah. And so talking, like, knowing what you know now, and as you mentioned, with your mindset shift, is there something you would kind of like to project to other people in similar positions when you were a teacher? So yeah, so teachers, like coordinators, coaches, and things that have an influence on how sport is kind of run, what kind of message would you like to pass on them?
Yeah, so we do our Helberg inclusion training, and one of my big things is at the moment specifically is around giving them some knowledge around disability and a lot of terminology. People are afraid of this space often, and that can be a huge barrier to them initiating conversations and to really putting systems in place where those young people are involved. So I suppose when I go out to schools, I'm looking to try and have that mind, get them to change their mindset slightly from teaching a game to teach a sport, to developing skills, fundamental movements, so that our young people have got that confidence and competence to then, if they want to, move into a sport. It could be a disability-specific sport, or it could be just a fully inclusive opportunity where they're playing with their able-bodied peers. So, yeah, I think the application of what we're doing is just trying to get people moving in the direction that our young people are going to enjoy physical activity for the rest of their life. And, yeah, that's a real passion of, I think, and it's driven through Helberg and all of us advisors around the country.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that quite a like core understanding between the team?
Yeah, and it's just giving them opportunities, options, not one size fits all, but yeah, making sure that teachers realise the implication of certain approaches, as well as coaches, and that there's often a different way that you can approach it, but that can be applied to any and everybody, mm-hmm. not just the kids that we work with.
Mm-hmm. And so we are looking at the Helberg Games now in April next year instead. So what was the original date? It was October.
It was going to be the first weekend of October. Yeah, so it was the middle weekend of the holidays.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, our COVID has struck again. So they've moved it to, we've moved it to the 23rd to the 25th of April at King's College, which would be awesome.
Yeah, it's such a great facility, such a great facility. And what does that look like for people that haven't been to it in the past? What does that kind of weekend look like for athletes, coaches, parents and volunteers and things?
You got another hour? It is probably my favourite time of the year. So pretty gutted that it would have been coming up in a couple of weeks. So the excitement would have been building up. I think first and foremost is to understand that it's called the Halberg Games, but it's a fun full weekend for both the family, the kids themselves, their brothers, their sisters, their parents, their aunties, uncles, the whole family. It's an opportunity to be as competitive as you like in some of the activities, or just to go along and experience an awesome event where there's about 21, 22 different sports that they can try for the first time. Or if they are competitive and say they like to swimming or boccia or athletics, an opportunity to compete against others of similar abilities and test where they are and potentially pursue Paralympic pathways if that's the way they choose. Mm. There's lots of fun activities over the weekend as well. Not only the kids, but their whole family gets something really positive out of it. And the feedback we get year on year is that it's bigger than just that competing in sports. It's that whole camaraderie and competing for your region. And yeah, we've got a bigger task ahead of ourselves to try and push as many Auckland families to come along this year. I think we just about struck 50 last year. So I think we might bump that up a little bit more, another 10 or 15, so 60, 65, get the Auckland team going. And it's awesome just to see all the families leading up and post games, all keeping in contact, growing those friendships. And it's a pretty special weekend for us as well, although we're absolutely shattered by the end of it.
Need a week off to kind of kind of a day. I think it's cool, like what you almost alluded to in both the conversations we've already had, is kind of with what you try and translate to coordinators and coaches and teachers and things when you're going to visit schools, and also the message you're trying to get across with the intention of the weekend at the Halberg Games. They're very similar in terms of, it's not just about the trophies, the high fives and the kind of medals at the end of the weekend, but it's more about, like, you can have any sort of aim on the weekend as you like, but it's more about the kind of coming together and getting involved, I guess, which I think is really, really cool.
Yeah, it's great. And it's cool to see parents see, sometimes for the first time, their child being able to achieve something that they may not have thought about when they were younger, and really pushing the boundaries of what they can achieve. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I mean, we know that one in four people in this country live with some sort of different ability or a disability. Do you think that there's boundaries in tapping into all of those people at the moment, in terms of like you creating, or how we're creating the opportunities for that community?
Yeah, I think it's like we alluded to earlier, it's quite a dynamic space. There's a lot of organisations. I think a big barrier is that, one, people don't know what different organisations do, and some may come in and offer up something and then scoot on out. And I think it's that trust, and it's that the relationship building with the families and the schools and the physiotherapists and with ParaFed and all the organisations, that is so important. And did a little bit of work last week around the sphere of influence. And the closer you can get to the inner sphere of a individual, being their family, their friends, the more likely they are to take up opportunities. So if we can break down those layers of people and that are in between us and the young people themselves, the more likely we are we're able to advise them and give them those opportunities that both ourselves, ParaFed, and the fully inclusive clubs and schools within the Auckland region can do. So I think it can be quite complicated, but hopefully it's a video like this will allow parents and other organisations to understand where we kind of sit and what we're trying to achieve. And I think we're all out for the same or similar outcomes. Mm. It's just quite difficult sometimes to figure out how to get to the young people and to really get them to trust us, that we're trying our best to make a positive impact on them.
Yeah, I totally agree that the glue and the network between all, as you say, all those organizations that have the same intention is kind of, it is becoming more robust and a broader network gradually. But as you say, it's kind of, sometimes we go to events and then it's like, okay, who's heard of ParaFed Auckland? And it's flatline. Yeah. So I don't know whether it's like similar situation with you guys, but it would definitely, I think there is, I agree with that gap, is that the median between the people themselves and this broad network of communities that are pushing to create opportunities and inclusiveness. Yeah. We need a big megaphone just walking around in the streets like these campaigns are doing with the election.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's even more difficult for us sometimes because our big event during the year is the Howburg Awards. So people's knowledge of what we do is often just the awards. We've done quite a bit of work over the last few years at the awards with some of the vignettes to really promote the work that we do. And that goes to obviously a few thousand people and it gets aired on to Sky Sport as well. And that's cool. It's just, getting the conversation going and getting people understanding where we each fit. And it's quite hard. And I think a lot of it, like for a lot of our families with children with varying impairments, it's the trust thing. Mm. And they need to feel comfortable to be able to attend something. And often, if you're just a person behind an email, or if you're somebody on a phone, that's probably not as inclined to then take up opportunities as if you were to go out and meet them and build that rapport and get to know them and they get to know you, and that's, you're only trying to do what's best for their families.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if someone's listening and bursting at the seams to know where to see more, where do they see more of Howburg going forward?
Yeah, so obviously, as I alluded to earlier, my role is quite varied. So working with the families themselves, schools, and we often have regional events. Unfortunately, one of our major events in November, because of COVID, has had to be put off. So St. Kentigan's Adapted Sports Day isn't going ahead this year, unfortunately, and that's a really good way to engage new people as new schools and the families themselves. So opportunities like that, or getting in contact with myself, Reese, who looks after North Harbour, or Tori, who looks after Counties Manukau. We are always willing to go out to either a school or a club or the families themselves, meet up for a coffee just to initiate the conversations and start building those relationships so that we can link you in or the families in with what's happening in the wider space. And there's lots. And we see opportunities obviously through ParaFed Auckland, but then there's fully inclusive opportunities through TriStar Gymnastics and Pabtai United Football Club behind me here. Mm-hmm. We're really advisory kind of role and really want to link people with the opportunities that are in their community, but also the wider Auckland space, because it is quite a big region. And it's it creates its own barriers. So having to drive from out west to South Auckland to attend a session is quite difficult. So we try and find something first and foremost, which is in your region, your community, and then if not, advise you on other opportunities as well.
Mm-hmm. And so if we go a little bit more personal than professional, but it's kind of a question that's begun to form on every episode if you've gotten that to that end of the episode ever, but if you're going to look back 5 years ago to yourself, and that was pre-Halberg Foundation as well, but would you give yourself any advice knowing what you know now, especially since it related to your teacher role and things like that?
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just wish at university and during my time at in the various schools, there was opportunities for me to step out of my teaching and like sporting focus to mm-hmm. that of what I were actually trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. And so some advice would just be around, let's look to create such a positive environment within anything physically active, sport related, physical education, recreation, whatever it is, not in a sense of trying to be competitive, but just grow that love, that long love for being active. And we all know that there's positives, and there's also negatives. So trying to increase the positive outcomes of physical activity and try to decrease the negatives, because I think they're amplified for young people that have disabilities as well. My pedagogy, as I said, my teaching would have completely changed. The application of that would be for any person in a sports setting as well as a teaching setting as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's positivity can go a long way, and that like kind of ties with almost with perspective as well, and kind of just like seeing the good in things and pushing it as well, I guess.
Yeah, and like a lot of our messages that we try and push is that it's not about competing all the time. We want to have those opportunities, but it's that bigger scope of being active that can really promote a better life. You look back now, I look back now, and I'm like, oh, geez, so much different if I had this these lenses on now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what life's for, I guess, though.
Reflection.
Yeah, absolutely. At least you learned from it, as you said, never stop. Cool. Well, we'll close it there. Actually, I think there was some real cool nuggets and pieces that we shared through that, which is awesome. So this was James, guys, from the Halberg Foundation. I will put his details, Reese's details, and Tori's details, and the general details into the show notes as well, so you can see and get to know more about Halberg Foundation through all their social media as well. But thank you so much for squeezing me into the schedule and jumping on. It's been a real pleasure, as I said, getting to know you more and just sharing and talking and catching up, which is cool. But thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
No worries. And otherwise, everyone listening and watching, see you guys next week.